News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the accelerating breakdown of humanitarian conditions in Gaza. It comes after Israeli forces launched air and ground offences on Deir al-Bala in central Gaza. That's a key hub for humanitarian efforts in the territory. A little bit earlier, I spoke to Asil Badoun, Medical Aid for Palestinians, Deputy Director of Advocacy and Campaigns. I began by asking her to tell us how much this offensive on central Gaza would impact on humanitarian efforts.
Yes, good morning, everyone. So many, if not like around 30 offices and humanitarian services are actually in Deir al-Balah, because Deir al-Balah, since the start of the war, was the place that had no ground invasion. So, for example, MAP, my organization, we had our polyclinic, our guest house, our office, and for WHO as well. So we're talking about massive impact on humanitarian organizations and their operations and services.
You had a medical aid for Palestinians. You had a polyclinic in the city that had to shut down because of the air and ground offensive.
Yes, we had a vital lifeline that was serving 340 patients at least every day with all the primary health clinic services, mental health, and now we had to suspend that yesterday.
Obviously, there is the threat to life because of the offensive, but there's also a threat to life because of the risk of starvation. How large is that risk at the moment?
I wouldn't say risk of starvation. People are starving. I wouldn't say there's any more a risk because we're talking about like between Saturday and Sunday, we had at least 24 people dying out of starvation. And all the doctors that we have in hospitals and our colleagues are reporting severely malnourished people coming to hospitals, fainting on the streets. Even our own colleagues, they are starving. I know the colleague that I talk to on a daily basis, they are struggling to find food. Israel hasn't imposed a siege since March, and they are really struggling to find anything to eat. So again, it's not the risk of starvation. People in Gaza are starving due to Israel's siege.
Are people also now afraid to go to aid sites? There's obviously been many hundreds of people killed at this stage, queuing at those sites.
You know, I wouldn't say that these are aid sites. You know, I'm a humanitarian aid worker. These are not aid sites. They are death traps. Around 900 people have been killed. They have to walk like tens of kilometers to reach a place where they queue and then they end up being shot. This is not aid. This is a death trap.
Are you in any way hopeful that there can be a breakthrough in terms of there's been talk for some weeks in relation to a ceasefire? Nothing has materialized. Are you hopeful that can happen?
I don't want to say I'm hopeful, but it should happen. I don't know how this will continue. I don't know how I will continue watching my colleagues starving and people getting killed while seeking aid. So I'm not sure if it's hope. But I like the frustration and the anger we're feeling that something should happen now. I think the world, and as you've seen, like more than 20 countries are asking for an immediate ceasefire. This cannot continue.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that statement. 26 countries, including Ireland, basically calling for a ceasefire, criticising Israel's conduct in the Gaza war. Do those statements matter? Is it important? Will it bring pressure to bear on Israel, do you think?
I think they are important, even though, in my opinion, they are way too late, but they're still important. It shows that there are limits, you know. Israel has crossed every red line. These statements should have gone out a year and a half ago, but still, it should matter.
You sound like you mentioned anger and frustration. You sound like you're almost kind of at the end of your tether, at the limit of your patience at this stage, Asil.
I mean, put yourself in our shoes. We are witnessing our colleagues starving, our own people massacred in masses, and the world has been watching. Anger and frustration is the bare minimum emotion as a reaction, no?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean that in any way. It's totally understandable that you would feel like that.
And we just hope that really this should end and Israel should be held accountable for all the war atrocities it had committed in Gaza and in the West Bank.
Okay, we will leave it there. That was Asil Badoun, a medical aide for Palestine's deputy director of advocacy and campaigns, talking to me a little bit earlier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.